Barb Boosinger, and we're going down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, home to a rich heritage of America's traditional music.
Making Music, the Banjo in a Southern Appalachian County by William Alsbrook Jr., was released by University Press of Mississippi in the summer of 2023. This book is a comprehensive study of 32 banjo players from Haywood County. The players range from award-winning professional musicians to players developing their talents to players who primarily make music at home and with friends. Alsbrook and his wife retired to Haywood County, where he started taking banjo lessons. By his own admission, Alsbrook, professor emeritus in the Department of Pathology and Surgery at the Medical College of Georgia, is a profoundly mediocre banjo player. But in the course of his journey with the instrument, he noticed that there was a surprising large number of good to excellent banjo players in Haywood County. He also heard the term making music, which he came to learn means much more than just playing music. Making music involves families, family friends and their friends, communities, and also even strangers whose connections are due to either being musicians or that they simply love music. It may, over time, take place at the same location or different locations scattered widely around the county, and at times outside of the county. It is primarily, but not totally, a rural phenomenon. The music is usually made within homes, but also in churches, workplaces, hunting trips, fishing trips, dances and campouts, including campouts at fiddlers' conventions and festivals. These were all to varying degrees social occasions as well. Learning to play the music, characteristically done by ear. Making Music is born out of Alsbrook's extensive efforts to learn more about Haywood County, its music, and its banjo players. What really sets this book apart from other books about the banjo is Alsbrook's approach. This well-designed study looks at banjo players in Haywood County with appropriate statistical foundations and strategies. Alsbrook conducted 32 oral history interviews, part of which are presented in the book by theme. Chapter 7 is on the appeal of the banjo. Here's what the legendary French Kirkpatrick had to say when interviewed. "Just the sound of the banjo appealed to me. It was one of those sounds that you get in your head, and if it ever starts crawling in, it's like a disease. It won't go away. I mean, when you go to bed of a night and you've played, and, you know, you get that sound in your head, it would just keep ringing. I think you learned it in your sleep. You have to physically learn how to make it work, but I think it just creeps in on you." Another of the questions Alsbrook asked each of the banjo players was, "What does it feel like?" Mitchell Rathbone offered this. "I think it's a happy instrument. If you think about it, if you're sitting with someone and you hear people playing and then it's time for a banjo break and somebody takes off, they just burn it down. You can't help but grin a little bit when they get finished. I don't know what it is, but just it's like a kid when somebody's driving fast. Whenever you roll into that throttle, you can just feel the car, you can feel the engine, you can feel it just kind of push you back in the seat, and it makes you smile. Maybe it's something like that."
Thank you. We'd like to do one that a friend of mine played it as long as he lived. He died last summer, a great fiddle player named Tommy Hunter. He got it from his grandfather, who came from Ireland. And he called it the Johnson Boys.
The answers ranged somewhat when Alsbrook asked each player what the banjo meant to them. Brandon Henson explained it this way. "It's almost like someone asking you, what does breathing mean to you? The banjo has been part of my life for 23 years, and not many days of that time have went by that I didn't play the banjo or at least listen to the banjo. The banjo has given me endless hours of entertainment, including entertaining others, entertainment by listening to others play, entertainment by physically learning, and entertainment in the sense of it being something to feed my imagination. The banjo has also been a tool that's aided me to make a lot of connections with people I would have probably never met. And I suppose I could go on, but in short, the banjo is an extension of myself. Given the extensive historical background of the banjo and of the banjo in Haywood County presented in the book's early chapters, the case wouldn't be closed without an eye toward the future. Alsbrook summarizes Chapter 14, The Future, with this. The story of the banjo in Haywood County is remarkable. While Macon music is not as widespread as in the past, it still has a strong presence, buttressed by its significant remnants of its historical in-home folkway. Over the years, it has evolved along with the music and will continue to be shaped by strongly challenging, but also strongly positive forces. Young people are still actively and joyfully playing and learning to play the banjo. The future will be shaped by how this remarkable mountain culture continues to adapt to these challenges. Alsbrook's methodical approach to this study leaves the reader with an in-depth look with 32 different musician profiles and perspectives on what it means to play the banjo. An appendix offers additional information on the research methods and data. Macon Music, the banjo in a southern Appalachian county, offers the best of an oral history approach paired with the data derived from a well-designed statistical study. Dr. William Alsbrook's application of his skills, developed in his career as a physician and an educator, make this book an exceptional blend of precision, objectivity, subjectivity, and human elements.
Down the road he comes to the turn, rocks in a road as big as a churn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby down.
Road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW-FM.